This is Dakota Daybook for January 31st. One of North Dakota's early legislators was Harve Robinson. Harve came to Sentinel Butte in the spring of 1891 after attending Purdue University of Indiana. For 10 years, he was a cowpuncher along the badlands of North Dakota's western edge. He was mainly with the Three Sevens outfit owned by the Barry Boyce Cattle Company in Billings County. He was known far and wide out west, which led to his election as Billings County Treasurer in 1900. He served one term. Robinson eventually started a cattle operation of his own, growing it into one of the biggest in his neck of the woods. After his term as county treasurer, he took a position with Interstate Bank of Billings County and soon became its president. 5 years later, he established Stockman State Bank of Medora. He also organized a handful of other banks in eastern Montana. He was married twice and had three children with his first wife, Jenny, who died shortly after giving birth in 1908. Robinson was a popular man, and he handily won a seat in the North Dakota House of Representatives in 1910. He served one two-year term. Robinson also served as treasurer for the Republican State Central Committee and was elected one of Sentinel Butte's first trustees when the village incorporated in 1913. Local legend tells of Robinson, the banker rancher, winning another rancher's outfit, horses, and everything he owned in the world except his family while shooting craps. Though later on, Robinson loaned the man $20 that he allegedly turned into $50,000. Harve Robinson was born on this date in 1867 in Indiana and died in 1962 in Dickinson. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jack Dura. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.